Jordan was baptized. That was one of the best days of my life. But little did I know what hard work it was going to be. Being in a rock band, giving up going out to bars, boozing and chasing women, which was something that I used to love to do. And that and karaoke with the help of the Liquid Courage. I had to give that up. I had to understand and turn to the Lord to help me with my problem. I had to repent and turn away from my problem. Although I loved the party life, I was miserable inside. My boys were with their mom, whom at the time was using meth, and me having no idea of what was going on with her. I had just lost my fiance of 6 years. My stepfather, whom I was close with, died of Alzheimer's. And my best friend died of leukemia. I lost my house and all my material possessions to my stepbrothers due to a court case. And they were never around to help my stepdad while he had his Alzheimer's. I was the one who was taking care of him and doing all the cooking, making sure he was all right. So I was left with nothing. I was flat broke. I was heartbroken and disgusted with everything and everyone. This is when I had a mild heart attack. So I drove myself to the hospital, and then no one came to see me other than my sister. And the only way she found out was because I called her, because I left my cell phone in my car. So nobody knew anything about it. Laying in bed one day at the hospital, I looked up to the sky and said, "Well, Jesus, I gave you my life, and this is what I get in return." I could feel nothing but rage inside of me. But I had to keep calm because having a mild heart attack, I didn't want to stress myself out any more than I already was. When all of a sudden I heard a little voice in my head, and it said, "Things are going to turn around for the better." I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And 1 week after I moved out of my house, I moved into a 50 and over community, even though I wasn't 50 years old. They let me move in. I received a phone call from the Needles Child Protection Services telling me to come pick up my boys because their mom was busted with meth and she tried to commit suicide. So here I was with two boys. I couldn't live in my new community because of my boys. But thanks to the Lord, I eventually got an apartment in Needles and started my life around. And I worked maintenance in the apartment complex I was living in. I found a great new little church that I became involved with. And my boys would always ask me why I believed in Jesus, especially after all the bad stuff that had happened. And I would always tell them that because he brought them back to me, because we hadn't been together for a long time, and it was a chance for us to become a family, since they had been living in Oklahoma and in Needles. With all the praying, tithing, Bible reading, going to church, going to Bible studies, all of a sudden an opportunity opened up here in Avalon, and I took it. I now work for a great company. I have a great job. I'm staying with my father, whom I've reestablished love for him because he was hardly around when I was younger. And I have Jesus to thank for that and for turning my life around for the better. And later this summer, my boys are coming down here to Avalon to stay a while. Hopefully one of them is going to stay for the whole summer. By no means any of this was a cakewalk, but my love for Jesus and believing in him and staying on the path that he has for me has helped me grow into the person that I like much better, and I'm in a much better place, and I can smile again. And it's nice to be able to look at myself in the mirror and not have any guilty feelings and feel love. I feel a lot of love in this town, and I feel a lot of love for everybody that's here.